This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Since fighting has escalated in Gaza in the south and Israel's northern border, the Iranian-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has launched nearly daily rocket attacks in solidarity with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
The Israel-Lebanon border violence has stoked fears a full-blown war could break out if Israel makes a ground attack on Hezbollah in Lebanon, or vice versa. Both Israel and Lebanon are U.S. allies and seen as key to ensuring Mideast stability. Not only would a conflict open a second front for Israel, but it also might eventually trigger a standoff with Iran. Israeli experts say a war is not what Israel wants, but its hand may be forced. The U.S. has urged restraint from the Israelis and is applying diplomatic pressure to find a peaceful solution on both sides of the border.
Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kfar Giladi, Israel.
UN agencies are expressing alarm at the deepening humanitarian and forced displacement crisis in Sudan following the seizure of Wad Madani by Sudan's rapid support forces.
Wad Madani, Sudan's second largest city, was a refuge for nearly 500,000 people who fled areas of intense fighting between the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces and Sudan's armed forces. The city and Al Jazeera state also operated as a key humanitarian hub. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says all humanitarian activities there have stopped. He says organizations have been forced to temporarily suspend operations because of the fighting and relocate to neighboring states. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia and New Zealand leaders have now agreed to seek closer ties